approach it.
We're pretty laid back, Lawrence, so you don't have to worry, because
are we going to do the old business?
Oh, shoot, I'm sorry, I guess we should. I apologize, yes. I was getting ready to move into the next phase, and we still got second.
We have four items of old business. Mr. Lank, you want to set us up on the first one, 1774?
1774 is an application of Rubino Sea Chase LLC to consider an ordinance to delete and or modify the conditions imposed in ordinance number 1455 for conditional use number 1379, the application of Rubino Sea Chase LLC to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, for land or land lying at the northwest corner of the intersection of Road 275 and Road 274. On May 20th of 2008, the council discussed this ordinance or this application under old business. The commission had made a recommendation previously that the application be denied with reasons which were stated into the record. And the council rendered decisions on the conditions in reference to the request was to revise the conditions 6 and 7 of the conditions imposed by council on conditional use 1379. That was a reason for the public hearing. Condition number 6 referenced that the applicant will construct a clubhouse and swimming pool by completion of 24 residential units. Condition number 7 referenced that the development will utilize a combined entrance to Sea Chase 1 and Sea Chase 2 for ingress egress to County Road 274. There was a motion and second by council to support the construction of the clubhouse as approved in ordinance number 1455. And as shown on the preliminary site plan and in the developer sales and marketing information, thereby denying the request to amend condition number 6. And that vote was 3-2. In reference to condition number 7, there was a motion and second to support the request to amend condition number 7 so that both entrances, being Sea Chase 1 and Sea Chase 2, to County Road 274 may remain open since DLDOT no longer objects to the second entrance. And it appears, and Jim can correct me, that the council needs to vote on adoption of the ordinance based on those two conditions.
Mr. Griffin?
On May 20, you voted on the two components of the request separately. On the request to delete the requirement for a clubhouse, you voted to require the construction of the clubhouse as it was approved in the original ordinance 1455 and as was shown on the preliminary site plan. On the request to delete the requirement for a single entrance, you voted to allow both existing entrances to remain open since DLDOT no longer objected to the two entrances. My thought is that you now need to make and approve a motion to adopt the ordinance to approve conditional use 1744 and to incorporate in that motion the results of the two votes that were taken on May 20, so that the adoption of the ordinance would have the effect of denying the request to delete the clubhouse and approving the request to delete the requirement for a single combined entrance.
So you're saying if we vote to approve, have to specify, or it automatically specifies those two? Right?
Well, I could just give you a form of a motion.
Okay, if you would put that, that might be better because...
Yeah, I mean, it is a particular touchy situation because one's being deleted, one's being not deleted.
Well, so. But the two votes that were taken on May 20
right.
addressed the components, but neither one of the motions said I move that we adopt the ordinance.
Okay.
So that's what I think you need to get done. And a possible form of motion would be that I move that we adopt the ordinance to approve conditional use 1744 and incorporate in the ordinance the results of the two votes taken by council on May 20 to require the construction of the clubhouse and to allow the two existing entrances to remain open.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We moved and seconded that we adopt the ordinance as stated under conditional use 1774.
He said 1744 or
1744. It's conditional use 1744.
1774.
74.
I'm sorry. It's 17.
Okay, you're getting some numbers. Okay, so we're talking about
the old guy was right.
As it's written in the minutes here, 1774. So the conditional use. Okay. What are we doing now?
Yes.
I'll vote yes that the. To adopt the ordinance conditional use 1774, incorporating both of the motions that were previously made that were required a construction of a clubhouse and deleting a DLDOT requirement about, I think it was two entrances.
And could you give any reasons for your vote? We need those in the record.
Yeah, no, the reason for the supporting the ordinance and with these two conditions in it was the community was promoted as having a clubhouse, and they had set aside a parcel for it. And when we saw it here, we approved it with such a clubhouse, and that was part of the rationale on planned communities. And superior design was to have certain amount of amenities on site to keep people on site and keep them off the highways and having to go elsewhere looking for things. So the clubhouse is an important component of any community. Especially in a resort coastal area, and the requirement for entrances, I believe the original plan showed two entrances, and the council had said we thought a single entrance because of DLDOT's concerns would be more appropriate. But I believe we're going to drop that requirement because the DLDOT has dropped their concerns. It was not so much of a county concern. We were responding to a state concern at the DLDOT level. So we have deleted the requirement for the single or for double entrances and or for single entrance, and then we're allowing the double entrance. So I believe that's all in the best interest of the area and will not have any negative impacts.
Mr. Phillips, yes.
Based on the
reading, you got him started, he wouldn't shut up.
He did an excellent job.
Thank you very much, Mr. Attorney. I appreciate that. Come on, I write that down.
Based on the reasons articulated by Mr. Cole.
Unbelievable.
You see, it made such a good, everybody's going to go with you, George. You feel privileged. Mr. Dukes?
Something I try not to do no more often I have to, but I do agree. Mr. Cole, I think he articulated the reasons very well, and I do agree with him. My vote's yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Well, and the reason is the same as Mr. Cole's, and the public proved that evening of the public hearing that they bought into a development that described in their brochures that they would get a clubhouse and all the amenities with it, and the developer's trying to take them out, and that's wrong. So I vote yes with the ordinance, and also the DLDOT is the correct way to do it.
From a double to a single. I mean, as the minutes state, that the condition, one of the conditions was when they came in and brought in the conditional use for 1774 was to build a pool house and the parking spaces and five parking spaces and the DLDOT issue, which is the county strictly was enforcing their DLDOT's wishes. The opponent, the developer, did not do that. He knew he had to do it. And it is responsibility, and he signed off in his site plan. And my vote is yes, also.
Okay. Should the record show that the votes taken on the two conditions on 5/20/08 remain as voted on?
Yes, the motion incorporated the results.
That's why I want to make sure. The next item is conditional use number 1729. The application of Paige Melson to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 43,558 square feet more or less, lying west of Route 5, 700 feet south of Route 9. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 5th. Her testimony noted in the report. On March 19th, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of conditional use 1729 for Paige Mousen for two multifamily dwelling units in a MR medium density residential district based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property that is the subject of this application is not suitable for the multifamily use that has been proposed. It is a pre-existing single-family lot. The surrounding properties in the immediate vicinity of the project consist primarily of single-family homes or lots. The multifamily project that is proposed would not be in character with the neighboring and adjacent single-family properties. Two, the applicant has sought approval for two multifamily units. When the record indicates that there is already an unapproved separate dwelling unit within the main building on the property. Consequently, the application should be seeking approval of three separate dwelling units. Three, if approved, the project would concentrate density in an area of single-family dwellings and lots that is not already densely developed and it does not utilize any existing infrastructure. The project would not be served by central water or sewer. Four, the applicant has not provided documentation that the existing septic system is permitted for two, let alone three, dwelling units on this property. Five, Denrex Division of Water Resources has no record of a septic system installation and no record of a request for authorization to use an existing system to serve two or three separate units on the property. As a result, Denrex has stated that any request to allow greater flow to the existing system by adding on to the existing dwelling or allow additional living space to be created by converting use of existing non-living space should be denied. Six, the applicant is not, in the commission's opinion, satisfied the requirements for such a conditional use, including the full projection of the surrounding properties, that it is of a public or semi-public character, or that it benefits the general convenience and welfare of the county residents. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Since this application was recommended to be denied by the commission, I did forget last week to come up with some suggested conditions if case it was approved.
Okay.
In reference to this application, if you're favorable towards giving conditional use for conditional use 1729 for Paige Melson, for multifamily dwelling structure use of two units, based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, you could give consideration. It is a permitted conditional use in a MR zone and complies with the stated purpose of the MR zone. The proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. The project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. This recommendation or this consideration for approval is could be subject to the following conditions and stipulations. Only two units shall be permitted upon a property, and I explained that he only applied for two, so you can't very well give him three.
Right.
Condition should also be that proof shall be provided by the applicant that Denrec has approved the septic for the two units. That there shall be at least three parking spaces per unit. That prior to the submittal of a final site plan, the applicant shall file to the County Board of Adjustment an application for a variance for the side yard setback to use the garage for a residential structure. The board grants said variance, the Planning and Zoning Commission may then consider the final site plan. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the, or review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And they are only suggestions, gentlemen.
Like, when was it, when did the public hearing with council?
Let's see, a ways ago.
Was it the 18th of March?
It was 18th of March, about a week.
Okay. Mr. President, I will not be participating. I was not here for that public hearing, and I have not listened to the tape, so I will not participate.
Okay.
Mr. Lang, what you stated was the conditions is what you see necessary if it's passed to make it conform with your office, correct?
It would require verification of proof that Denrex had authorized septic expansion. Right. It would also, and I've suggested condition that it be limited to 2 units because they only apply for 2 units, right, not 3. That the parking be at least 3 spaces per unit, which is required for multifamily use. And that they have to go to the board because the setback is less than 10 feet from the side on that building and to can reuse it for purpose of a residential use. It would be required at least 10.
That's because the garage is pre-existing and the over top, wasn't it?
Was well, the garage, has, because of its size, as a garage, as an accessory building, could have been 5 feet if it's less than 600 square foot. In this case, it's being used for residents, it automatically requires 10.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and for the discussion or debate, I went to the property a couple times, and is, you'll not find a cleaner home or property in this community. I think what probably concerned some of the opposition and people that voiced their concerns was that possibly this project was renovated without approval and then come to us and said, can I do this now? And I think that was the main concern, maybe. But I went through the community and I stopped there and spoke with a resident. There's only one family in this accessory building.
Right.
And The property was clean inside and out. I mean, it looks, it has a residential look to it, but that's just my comments.
I have to agree. I mean, even though we should, I don't know if we should discuss it or not, I mean, because we're going to do a vote, but it's, you know, it really is, even though it falls under multi-housing, it's not, with, you know, and by limiting it to 2 units, that certainly caps it. Is that correct, Mr. Lang?
So you only apply for 2. The fact that we go to public hearing and find out by information from opposition that there's also an apartment in the house that right. exists, and it became 3, and we couldn't consider the 3, we could only give consideration.
He's gone mad to make a choice. He's shrunk somebody out or be in violation, basically, right? Right. Right.
If he chose to come back, he'd have to come back and apply for the Absolutely. Third unit to be able to use the apartment above.
That's correct. Okay. Any other discussion, gentlemen? Okay.
Read a title.
Okay. Motion, please, then, Jim.
Gotta read title first. Right? Gotta read title.
But, yeah, I guess we have to. Read I'm sorry, Jim. Yeah. I keep forgetting we're going to do it now.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 2 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in B in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 43,558 square feet.
Okay. Motion, gentlemen.
One quick question. Allen's is right there, right?
Right in their front yard, basically.
Right, yeah, right.
There's
there.
A strip
right,
of houses
yeah.
in front of the
right.
truck park.
Right, I'm making sure I didn't, because I didn't have it. I'm making sure I didn't have it. Yes, I come. That's all I want to know.
Motion still?
Thank you. I'll make a motion. We adopt the order.
Thank you.
We move to second that we adopt conditional use 1729, and excuse me, Lawrence, with
conditions.
How many conditions?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 4 findings and 1, 2, 5 conditions.
The conditions as proposed by P&Z, or the conditions as just stated by Mr.
Stated by him.
Commission recommended.
Then I better motion and denied.
Right. Then
suggested condition prepared by staff.
Okay. My motion then is to approve the condition of use with those yeah. with the
that's
staff.
Right. That's why I'm just putting it on right. the record when I stated it. Okay.
Right. Now I just
and that we do have that on the record. Okay. We'll go for a vote.
The staff commission.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes, because I don't agree with the P&Z's recommendations. I think the property is very well maintained, and I think that multi-use or multifamily use is compatible because the property still has the appearance of a just a large single-family home.
Absolutely.
And it, there is mixed uses in there. I mean, when I just brought up a second ago, you're making sure that, you know, it's on the record that Allen's, which is a huge poultry facility, is in the immediate area. So you have industrial uses adjacent to these, or almost in contingent.
Contiguous.
Contiguous, that's the word I want, not contingent.
Nope.
Contiguous to this property. So there is some mixed uses, and I believe this property is also provide. I think it also provides affordable housing. We had that issue in front of us many times, and I think garage apartments and apartments, and sometimes taking an older house like this, which is very expensive to maintain, and by allowing the owners to make apartments but meet DENREC's approvals, will provide for some housing for people that normally would have been out of the market. So my vote's yes.
Mr. Phillips.
In reviewing the testimony and considering the stipulations and conditions placed on this application by staff, I believe it is an appropriate use, and I'll vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
I'm not voting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that quick. Mr. Rogers.
After we had our public hearing and visiting the property and listening to the conditions that Mr. Lank has put on it from the staff, and also it being contiguous to a poultry operation and affordable housing that's needed in the area for the people that work there, I vote yes.
My vote is yes also. I visited a property, and you know, it is very clean. It has a residential
appearance.
Look, which is not, that does make it not out of character. So again, my vote is yes, motion passed.
The next application again is conditional use number 1730, the application of Paige Melson to consider the conditional use of land in MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 20,000 square feet, more or less, lying east of Route 5, 900 feet south of Route 9. The Planning and Zoning Commission on this application heard a public hearing again on March 5th, 2008, whereby the Commission deferred action for further consideration. On March 19th, 2008, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of conditional use 1730 for Paige Melson for two multifamily dwelling units in an MR medium density residential district based upon the record for the following reasons. One, the property that is the subject of this application is not suitable for multifamily use that had been proposed. It is a pre-existing single-family lot. The surrounding properties in the immediate vicinity of the project consist primarily of single-family homes and lots. The multifamily project that is proposed would not be in character with the neighboring and adjacent single-family dwelling or property, excuse me. If approved, the project would concentrate density in an area of single-family dwellings and lots that is not already densely developed, and that it does not utilize any existing infrastructure. The project would not be served by central water or sewer. Three, the applicant has not provided documentation that the existing septic system is permitted for two dwelling units on the property. Four, DENREC's Division of Water Resources has no record of a septic system installation and no record of a request for authorization to use an existing system to serve two separate units on the property. As a result, DENREC has stated that any request to allow greater flow to the existing system by adding onto the existing dwelling or allowing additional living space to be created by converting the use of existing non-living space should be denied. Five, the applicant is not, in the Commission's opinion, satisfied the requirements for such a conditional use, including the full protection of the surrounding properties, that it is of a public or semi-public character, or that it benefits the general convenience and welfare of the county residents. There was a motion, second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Again, since the council normally gives consideration to application in the positive motion, I have prepared for your consideration some suggested conditions and findings if it's, the use is to be approved. In reference to condition use 1730, the application of Paige Mousen for multifamily dwelling structure use of two units based upon a record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, it is a permitted conditional use in an MR zone and complies with the stated purpose of the MR zone. Two, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Three, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, this recommendation or this consideration for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, only two units shall be permitted upon the property. Two, proof shall be provided by the applicant that Denrec has approved septic for the two units. Three, there shall be at least three parking spaces per unit. Four, prior to the submittal of a final site plan, the applicant shall file to the County Board of Adjustment an application for a variance for the rear yard setback to use the garage for a residential structure. If the board grants said variance, the Planning and Zoning Commission may then consider the final site plan. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Almost the same as the previous application, except that in this case, the rear yard setback has been encroached upon just by less than a foot to be able to use it for residential.
Questions, gentlemen? Jim, could you read the title, please?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, two units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 20,000 square feet.
Motion, gentlemen.
I'll make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
With the facts and fine?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's stated.
Four facts and five.
Four facts and five conditions.
Okay. It's been moved to second that we approve conditional use 1730 with four facts and five conditions. Mr. Cole.
I'll support the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations.
Okay.
Commission recommendation was to deny.
Yeah. For the same reasons.
What's this for? What's the second for?
Okay.
What's the second part for?
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
I'm going to vote in favor, I believe, again, with the stipulations and conditions. In this case, it will satisfy
here?
Most of the record.
We got the condition. It's approved with 1730 with the four findings and the facts of Mr. Lang's.
I was trying to figure where Mr. Cole come from on that.
I don't know.
He wasn't
paying attention. Don't
ignore me. Okay. I support it with the condition set forth by staff.
Okay. I
phone call shook him up.
Sure.
Yeah, I was distracted.
That's right. Lost it. My vote is also yes with the facts and finding, because again, it's not out of character, and it doesn't have affordable housing, and it's a very appropriate use. Motion passed. Next one is conditional use 1733. Is that correct, Ron?
Right. Conditional use 1733 is the application of Edward A. and Janet L. O'Brien to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a multi-purpose sports facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.8683 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Route 265A and 300 feet northeast of Route 1. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 10th of 2008, whereby they deferred action for further consideration and to allow Mr. Burton the opportunity to review the record. On April 24th of 2008, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 1733 for a multi-purpose sports facility based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use meets the purpose of the code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county and will provide for additional recreational opportunities. Two, the proposed use of the multi-purpose sports facility will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Three, the proposed conditional use is compatible with other conditional and commercial uses in the area. Four, according to Dell.com comments, a traffic impact study was not required, and the level of service A of Old Mill Road will not change as a result of this application. Five, the proposed conditional use will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. Six, individual on-site septic system and water is proposed. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. B, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. C, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. D, any outdoor sports courts are to be utilized during daylight hours only and are to be fenced and closed. Any outside lighting is to be used for security purposes only and shall be screened from neighboring properties and only installed on the building. E, there will be only one sign on the premise that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. F, the hours of operation on the site shall be limited to 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days per week. G, the maximum capacity of the building shall be 40 persons. H, there shall be no outside piped music on the outdoor sports court. I, the parking shall be confined to the parking lot. No parking is to occur on Old Mill Road. No parking is to be permitted in the front yard setback. J, no alcohol is allowed on premise. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Burton abstained. Now, the item number J was a new one. Sorry.
Any questions, gentlemen? Jim, would you like to read the title, please?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a multi-purpose sports facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Lewis, Rehoboth, 100, Sussex County, containing 1.8683 acres.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Second.
Okie dokie. I just count as long as it messes me up when you put ABCs on it instead of 1, 2, 3s. Okay. It's been moved to second that we approve conditional use 1733 with it's actually 11 findings and 11 conditions. Is that correct, Lawrence?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. I think the 11 conditions are appropriate and the pretty familiar with the area. It's contiguous to already a commercial site, which is on Coastal Highway, and this is the next property in. So traffic coming to and from will not be traveling beyond typically to the residential areas. So it should have minimal impact on the residential portions of that road. And so I don't think it's inappropriate to have this type of facility in that location.
Mr. Phillips.
In reviewing the testimony, it does appear that most of the concerns have been taken care of by these 11 conditions. I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes, with the 11 conditions, my vote is yes.
Mr. Rodner.
With a presentation made that day by Mr. Millman on the concerns of the traffic coming out of Nassau and coming down the hill from Nassau Bridge with not enough room to do a decel lane properly with emerging traffic and the turning traffic, and the concerns of the constituency with the outside noise, I vote no.
I vote no also. I went and looked at the site and sat there, and, you know, I just think it's if it was on Route 1 where it could turn in and out, I think it would be better, but it's too close to residential for myself. The motion is approved, 3-2. Thank you. Introduction of ordinance, Jim?
We do have about six of them. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for office and retail use, relocated in certain parcel lying and being Lewis right over 100 Sussex County, containing 1.5 acres, and that's Cheryl Normando.
100, is it?
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for office buildings to be located in certain parcels of land, Lewis Trail with 100, containing 1.337 acres, more or less. Application of Chase Rockstedt.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in MR, medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located in certain parcels lying and being in Baltimore 100, containing 1.45 acres, Mary Kelly. Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the sale of produce, barbecue, snowballs, lawn furniture, firewood, gifts to be located in certain parcel, land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, containing 1 acre, Tim Elder.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for office and warehouse to be located in certain parcel of land, lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.53 acres, Wayne Drywall.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a maintenance dispatch office to be located in certain parcels of land, lying and being in Cedar Creek, containing 2.92 acres, Michael Erhol.
You, Mr. Ross.
I'll introduce it.
That's all.
Additional business.
Cedar
Creek?
I thought that was Mr. Rogers.
No. There's
little
ends.
And we still have another handful of ordinance to introduce yet.
We still.
About that size.
About that size for next week? Or?
No, I haven't got them written yet.
Yes, I've got 7 on my desk for next week.
Seven?
Okay. I've got another 10 more at all.
Additional business?
It's piecemeal, okay. And, well, we still have it. It'd be according to agenda, we got additional business. Mr. Kramer?
You want to put turkeys in the budget?
What's your problem?
You want to put turkeys in the budget?
My name is Dan Kramer. What I want to know, let me get this straight. In the budget, there was employees were given a raise based on merit, right?
Based on their evaluation.
Evaluation, there you go. Valuation and or $750.
Minimum, yes.
Well, now what I want to know, who evaluated you, Turkis?
The taxpayer.
They were going to get you.
They did?
That's why we're
wait,
here.
Wait, that ain't a lie.
That's why we've all been here for the minimum of 8 years.
Please try this here. First of all, I can tell you right now, if you'd have had my evaluation, he would have definitely not got a raise.
Can we have it for the record?
Mr. Cole, if, are you talking about?
I just said he wouldn't get a raise. I didn't name anybody.
Before you say anything, I didn't get a raise.
There you go.
You don't belong to have a raise.
he gets paid too much already, right, Dan?
Well, so do you.
You crushed me, Dan.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
I'm glad
every one of you suckers up here get paid 10 times too much. Why so? Because I got news for you. Everybody says we need to do public service. Well, if it's public service, why don't you do it for free?
Like you do. We do it for us.
I will give you the number of the League of Local Women, I went down and talked to them for 2 hours. You would be another perfect example of talking to them for 2 hours.
Say that again.
Yes, because they want reassessment, higher taxes, and more.
The League of Local Women. Well, I'll tell you what. Go tell them to fly a kite.
And I'll get dinner.
Oh, because yeah. I got news for you.
Quit engaging.
They ain't too smart.
Let him go, please.
Okay. If they ain't too smart when they want reassessment and all that good old garbage, because they're going to pay out of the nose when it comes to taxes. They think they're paying higher prices in sewer. They'll really get it.
You're
They want to raise your taxes. That's what
I know.
They
want
to talk. Belongs that now. Your wife belongs to that.
Your what?
Your wife belongs to that. Beautiful.
Would you gentlemen like Mr. Kramer to start coming to Milford City Council meetings?
He's always 6 miles away.
I'd like to show up there one day.
Make it late. He doesn't stay up too late at night.
Closer to his house.
Now we need a water stop.
All right. You need, okay, go ahead. We got a few minutes of time.
Sure.
Even though we are running only 45 minutes late, which is not bad for our government, for us here anyway, we have a workshop on talking about.
Are we going to go right into that or take a break?
Let's
just keep going. Okay.
Everybody wants to drop a hammer.
Get up and go.
We got three still. Okay. We have Mr. Lang and Mr. Bayricker that have proposed or have got some information for us anyway to kind of point us into making up an ordinance somewhere down the line on the deal with signage.
Get my ordinance open in the right place, I'll be all right. Gentlemen, we've been talking about signs. They seem to come up almost every month, sometimes every meeting.
Yeah.
The biggest problem is that our sign regulations were originally drafted in probably 1970 and amended, not necessarily on an annual basis, but quite a few times. And they're still out of date, basically, for what's happening nationally. And there's a need for consideration of how we format our sign regulations. Back in, let me think. I'll put it in the